Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Now that Ron DeSantis has entered the race for the GOP presidential nomination, the Florida governor is taking aim at former President Donald Trump. Joining us on the Quiver River Electric guest line is Bloomberg reporter Gregory Cordy. Gregory, thank you for joining us this morning.
Sure thing.
So when we look at Ron DeSantis, he is starting a campaign sweep in Iowa today. Of course, that's politically significant. When it comes to Trump's record, what specifically is he taking aim at?
Yeah, so we started to hear just in the past few days from Ron DeSantis going after Trump in a way that he didn't before he was a candidate. And it's clear that he's going to try to find some space to the right of Trump on abortion, on immigration, on the sort of culture war issues that DeSantis has made his trademark as governor of Florida. He's arguing that Trump is the guy who's moved to the left since 2016, that he's moderated, that he's a different guy than he was 8 years ago when Republicans first nominated him for the presidency, and that he's now the conservative standard bearer.
So what are analysts saying about whether DeSantis can really lure those staunch Trump Republicans away?
Yeah, it's going to be an uphill battle just because Trump begins this cycle with about a 30 to 35 point lead in the national polls. And so DeSantis' strategy is going to be to ignore the national polls for now, really focus on those early primary states and caucus states of Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and try to get a foothold there. But Trump obviously has universal name recognition. He's been in public life for 40, 50 years. He's been president of the United States. He is sort of the de facto Republican, in many Republicans' minds, he's the de facto incumbent president. He never lost in 2020 to a lot of Republicans, and so he is at the top of mind for a lot of these Republican voters.
We're speaking with Bloomberg's Gregory Cordy. So what about the other Republicans in the race? Does it appear that DeSantis is paying any attention to them at this point, or is it all about Trump?
Well, certainly those other candidates, and we're talking about people like South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. We also might get former Vice President Mike Pence in the race, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Vivek Ramaswamy, who's a businessman who's doing pretty well in the polls. All of them are really going more after DeSantis than they are going after Trump because they all want to take that spot of the challenger to Trump in case something happens to Trump. Obviously, Trump is facing a lot of legal difficulties. But DeSantis isn't really looking down. He's looking up. He's going after Trump. And so he's really the main foil to Donald Trump at this point in the campaign.
While as Governor DeSantis has had some pretty big policy victories in his home state of Florida, how do you think those are going to play nationwide? And most importantly, in key states like Iowa, where he's at this week?
Yeah, so Ron DeSantis really has ticked off this conservative wish list of policies in Florida and used this legislative session that just ended in Florida to pass a 6-week abortion ban. There are a whole lot of culture war issues in terms of teaching issues of race and gender in the schools. He's had this much ballyhooed fight with the Disney company. Those are all issues that do him pretty well, actually, among the Republican base. And Iowa is a pretty socially conservative state. DeSantis has referred to Iowa as the Florida of the North. So he's hoping that those conservative credentials he brings to Iowa, especially on those social issues, will hold him in good stead. Whether or not those will fly in a general election when he's running against presumably a Joe Biden remains to be seen. They are issues to the right, even of the Republican Party. So we'll just have to wait to see how that would play in a general election.
And that was going to be my next question. You know, if he were matched up against Joe Biden, what would that look like?
Yeah, it's really hard to tell. There are some polls out there that try to do the matchups. If it were Trump versus Biden or DeSantis versus Biden, who would do better? They're a little mixed right now. It's hard to tell. Really, the way that our system works is you got to win the nomination before you can look forward to Joe Biden. Although, frankly, you know, both Trump and DeSantis, and for that matter, any Republican candidate, is really they're not holding their fire on Biden. They want to establish themselves as somebody who is the anti-Biden. And so they're all out there campaigning against Biden. How Biden would stack up? Now, Biden is running, for now, mostly a Rose Garden campaign. He is the president of the United States. He's going to try to continue to govern and let the Republicans bash them each other while he stays above the fray as long as he possibly can.
All right, Gregory, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time this morning.
Absolutely.
That is Bloomberg reporter Gregory Cordy joining us on Total Information on the Quiver River Electric Gas Line.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.